McDermott on 2FM.
Sponsored by Just Eat. Woo! Tap into Ireland's leading food ordering app. Just Eat. Find your flavour.
Owen McDermott on 2FM.
Sponsored by Just Eat. Woo! Tap into Ireland's leading food ordering app. Just Eat. Find your flavour.
Mac of the Week. Joe McNally.
It is Mac of the Week, and it is Joe McNally. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Asher, I'm wonderful, marvellous. Still reeling over Justin Bieber being rubbish, but sure, look, apart from that, grand.
Imagine being at that level at so young that you're literally bored by your own success. And what age is he? What age is he?
Bieber, was he 24 maybe?
24. Yeah. 20, I was still, what were you doing at 24? I was like eating cereal out of a box and asleep on my parents' couch at 24.
I was having a whale of a time, actually. That was when I was in my dancing days. I was on tour with Chris Brown when I was 24.
Sorry, what?
Yeah.
You were a dancer for Chris Brown?
Well, no, that's not true. I went to dance college in New York after UCD.
Shut up.
And then I came home and I was choreographing a singer. She was like a Britney wannabe. And we did like a UK-Irish leg of Chris Brown tour.
Oh my God, I never knew that.
That's how I got into broadcasting.
So you're basically a really fancy Billy Barry.
Yeah, basically.
You could have played the spoons on the Lay Late.
I could have.
Do you know what I mean?
Hey, there's still time.
There's still time.
Never
yeah.
say never.
You'd look a little out of place now.
Well,
can you imagine you in the lineup?
Yeah, I can.
You'd be taller than Ryan and everything.
No, Ryan's taller than me.
Is he?
Yeah. I mentioned, I said this in the show today. I was in, you know, last week was so beautifully sunny and delicious.
Yes.
I was out in Dunleary and I was queuing for an ice cream. And
oh my God,
Ryan
yeah.
Tuberty, I didn't know it was him, but I just noticed this guy approaching on a Vespa, full suit. And he had a helmet on without the visor and these cool, massive shades. I was like, look at this absolute
Ryan.
Gangster. I was like, it's Ryan Tuberty.
He's been watching The Italian Job again.
It made me very happy.
I've noticed some of the ice cream shops, I'm like, what are you actually selling? Because you're not selling ice cream. Because people don't queue for cold stuff in a cone the way they queue for stuff out in Dunleary. Anyway, you can't beat an old Magnum.
I'll buy a Magnum and I'll pay the extra because they're expensive. Like, you get an ice burger for a euro or whatever, but a Magnum's 2.50.
Yeah, but so is a 99.
Yeah, but you get a Magnum and I'll always bite off the chocolate and I'll have a little bit of ice cream and I'm done then.
Everyone has their strategy. I get the marshmallow 99s. Stuff the flake down to the bottom of the cone because the cone, the end of the cone is shallow and empty and crap. So at least when you get there, you have the flake in it.
That's clever. I like that.
Yeah, thanks.
Ice cream strategy.
Thanks, Emil.
What else is going on in the world?
Nothing.
Okay, this has been Mac of the Week, everybody.
That's literally it. Okay, so my favourite story this week. Did you hear about the toe? A human toe used for cocktail at Canadian bar is stolen. Terry Lee, the toe master at the downtown hotel Sourdough Saloon in Dawson City, Canada, uses mummified human toes.
Ah, stop.
In the bar's signature sour toe cocktail. The drink, Lee said, comes with one particular rule. You can drink it fast, you can drink it slow, but your lips have got to touch the toe. But this past weekend, someone nicked it.
Sorry, no, sorry.
A customer
An actual mummified
toe.
Human toe
yeah.
in a drink.
But
I'm sorry, so, like, how do you... Is that legal? Obviously
it's
it is.
It's Canada, they don't care.
Okay.
So a customer walked into the saloon, the pub basically, and ordered the signature drink. So,
is it only one toe they have, or do they have many toes?
No, I think they said they've two toes. So they've posted a missing toe flyer on its Facebook page, and they're offering a reward.
I don't enjoy this story.
If you swallow it, you have to pay them $2,500.
Ah.
But I was like, imagine giving your body to science and you somehow end up as a toe in a signature cocktail. Like, would you not be raging? What I would do if I was going to give my body to science, which I might do, is fill myself with, you know, like a big Kinder toy. Do you
yeah.
know, like a toy, right? And then when they crack it open, there'll be a toy inside you that they can put together. And then they'll appreciate the effort you went to, and then you'll get special treatment as a cadaver.
Okay, is there any toe-based songs we can pause for a moment?
People love a toe. Let's put on Justin Bieber.
Let's put on Justin Bieber.
Bit of Biebs.
That was Justin Bieber there, as requested by Joe McNally.
Mac of the Week. Joe McNally.
That toe thing I didn't enjoy. Although, you know what I did think of very quickly is, you know the way there's the $2,500 fine if you steal the toe or swallow it or whatever? Like, because it's a private institution, they could impose a fine on you, but I think you just go, no.
Yeah, I mean, if I swallowed the toe or stole the toe and they're like, that's $2,500, I'd be like, yeah, I'm just going to run to the ATM machine and just never go back to that bar again.
And let's leave the toe. I don't like the toe.
Okay.
Let's move on. What else we got?
I wonder where it'll turn up. Okay, so Kim is having a third baby and she's hired someone to do it for her. So she's getting a surrogate. So she's
Kim now in the pantheon of people who doesn't need a second name. Is she up there with Madonna and Britney?
Yeah, Kim.
Kim.
Who,
yeah.
What other Kim is there?
Kim Marsh from that band.
I actually like Kim Marsh. Yeah. Kim and Kanye are having a baby. So I've heard that they're either going to pay your one between $45,000 or $113,000. So basically, I don't know where they put this job up, but I'm raging. I didn't see it. I have a couple of things to say about this. Firstly, if I was having a baby, I would totally have a surrogate.
Because, would you?
Yeah. If I had...
You'd use a surrogate.
200 grand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would totally do that, yeah. Like, I know that they say, like, having the baby, like, it's all, like, an experience or whatever, but I'd just rather someone else have that experience for me. And then I can just take the
in
baby.
In exchange for cash.
I can just take the baby, like the hand that rocks the cradle, and then just like go live my life with my baby. I was staying with my mate recently, she had a baby, and the baby started crying over the other side of the room, and she just started lactating. And I was like, what's going on? You're lactating. And she's like, oh yeah, yeah, you lactate. Whenever you hear the baby cry, you lactate. And she's like, I could hear another baby cry, and it would send a message to my brain to say, feed the baby. Isn't that the maddest thing? I was like, if I start crying, will you start lactating? She's like, no. Anyway, so the surrogate mother, I was like, imagine you're now the creme de la creme of surrogates. Do you know what I mean? You could make it your business to just surrogate celeb babies.
You say that though. Didn't the lady who acted as a surrogate for Michael Jackson, for Prince, and was a Paris as well for both of them? I think she went off the rails a little bit. Well, all the attention she got.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
people
yeah.
always kind of following up and trying to get her opinions their kids.
I would be anonymous. I would be an anonymous surrogate.
You couldn't be a superstar and be anonymous.
No, I would be known within the celeb world for the carrier of celebrity babies.
You're like the Illuminati of surrogacy.
Basically. But I was like, it'd be so cool because she gets to, the surrogate mom gets like hang out. She'd be in Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She'll be one with the pixelated out face and the pixelated out belly. She'll get to hear all the secrets. She'll get to meet Chloe. It's the best job in the world.
Edit, if you could appear on one show as a panel member of Edit of 10 Cats, or if you got a guest appearance on one show of the Kardashians, what would it be?
Oh, it'd have to be, oh my God, it would have to be the Kardashians because I get so much material out of it that I wouldn't need 8 out of 10 cats. I'd just go straight to the Apollo.
Okay. Yes, yes. Solid logic. Hey, Joe Mack, go.
So I'm gigging at the Body and Soul Comedy Tent this Saturday at 6 p.m. The
Class.
Vodafone Comedy Tent. And also my preview for my Edinburgh show, Bite Me, is on in the theatre upstairs, which is in Eden Quay in Dublin on Monday at 7 p.m. and I'm only a fiver in.
Sick. Bon chance.
Thanks for having me.
Owen McDermott. Weekdays from 4. It's the sound of the nation. 2FM.